Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Every Kansan's favorite houseplant this time of year is their cactus. More specifically, their Christmas cactus. But did you know that there are three different cacti, and despite being a cactus, they certainly aren't fit for a desert? What we call Christmas cactus are plants in the genus Schlumbergera, and the more general term for them is holiday cactus. The three types mentioned earlier are as follows: Thanksgiving cactus, or Schlumbergera truncata, Christmas cactus, or Schlumbergera roselliana, and the Easter cactus, which is actually a Rhipsalidopsis, not a Schlumbergera. Now, despite being branded as Christmas cactus, the plants in stores are often Thanksgiving cacti, or a hybrid with the true Christmas cactus. One of the best ways to distinguish a Thanksgiving cactus is that its leaves have sharp, pointy protrusions on them. There are also plenty of hybrids bred for their flower color or shape, so the true Christmas and the Thanksgiving cacti are crossed, and they result in leaves without the pointy protrusions. Easter cacti tend to have round and wavy edges on their leaves, and the flowers are often short and circular, not like the more extended flowers we often see. For clarification, I've been calling them leaves, but the green parts of this cacti are actually phylloclades, a photosynthetic organ very much similar to a leaf. Many members of the cactus family have thick, flattened leaf-like tissues called cladodes. Think about the prickly pear pads, sometimes bumpy or spiny, but thick and flat. Holiday cacti have something similar, but definitely thinner, a little bit more akin to a leaf perhaps, but still definitely not a true leaf. However, just like prickly pear, holiday cacti are in the cactus family. They are native to Brazil and often grow on trees or outside of soil. This is pretty common behavior for orchids and ferns, but not what people associate with cacti. To match their growing conditions, these plants actually need more moisture than most other cacti. This also means that, like orchids, they do best in looser, easily draining soil, just more frequent water. They produce flowers around winter due to the longer dark period and short days. Their names actually describe the bloom period. If yours bloomed a few weeks ago and is nearly done, then it may be a Thanksgiving cactus. If it blooms around the middle of winter and doesn't have those points on the edges, then it's definitely a Christmas cactus or Christmas cactus hybrid. The Easter cactus, as the name implies, is actually a spring bloomer. If the holiday cactus hasn't bloomed, then it could be due to a lack of nutrients or from interrupted light cycles. Short day plants, especially indoors, can get artificial light that disrupts their natural cycle. Give it moist, not wet soil, and try to keep it in a sunroom with natural lighting cycles to capture December's short days. The holidays are coming, and the holiday cactus is displaying the season's greetings. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.